Thank you for calling Lotus Habits. This is Ivy. How can I assist you?
Hi, yeah. I've been trying to cancel my subscription for a couple of times now, and I've been unable to do so. What it is, I've been put on short time. It's no, cannot really afford it at the moment, so I'd like to put that on stop or hold, and probably, do appreciate the service you have provided. So, it's got here if I'd like to speak to a representative to phone this number. From Lucy, is it?
So just give me just one moment.
Yeah, I've appreciated the product Saniflow I've been having off you. It's been pretty good. But unfortunately, the work situation due to COVID-19 has caused a few issues.
And what would be the zip code?
Pardon?
What would be the zip code?
Zip code, where would I find that?
Or a postal code?
Oh, B688PR.
B, I'm sorry, sir.
B for Bravo, 688PR.
P as
Never
in
had problems.
Papa, R as in Romeo.
That's right. My accent's a bit harsh for you, is it?
Well, I live in the States, so.
Yeah, I'm what you call a proper yam yam from the United Kingdom.
And what would be the first and last name?
First name is Wayne, Wayne. My last name is Robbins, Robbins.
And please verify the address for me.
117 Barmford Crescent, Oldbury, West Midlands.
Okay, thank you for that. See here. And I see that you have the Sudaflux.
Yeah. I will probably come back in the future, but at the moment, due to work situations, I cannot really afford it. But I do appreciate it. I have sent an email.
And I see that
You
you have,
busy?
and I see that you have the 30 day postpone, but we can offer you a 60 day postpone for you.
No, just a permanent postpone until further notice, please.
You can do a 90 day if that would be more sufficient.
No, it's got to be a permanent one because I don't know when. It could be 2, 3 years before I get back to normal. Well, keep me on record, and I'm always intrigued if you want to send me emails on stuff. But for now, I need to stop it. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Just give me just one moment. Just filling out a form real quick.
Yeah, no problem. Where, which part of the state you from?
Southern.
Ah, right. Okay, I've got some of my friends up there.
coming in. Yep, we got a Birmingham in our states too.
Yeah, you got New Birmingham there, ain't you? It's got
yes,
New
sir.
In it. I know. We're the original. We go back to, 17 something, yeah.
And we have a lot of people from Australia call us, and as I always tell them that that Australia is just like Britain, but with a southern drawl.
I don't know about that. Ain't they what we sent over there? Australia's full of the convicts from Britain. That's what I tell them. That's what actually happened. Did you know that? What we used to do when we was a colonial empire is everyone that was guilty of a crime, we used to put them on a boat and send them over to Australia. But that's history.
I would love to go to the UK every once in a while.
Have you never been over?
No, sir.
Oh, you'd love it over here, especially with the, you know, real castles and stuff like that. And, you know, some of the countryside's beautiful. And you ain't got to worry about dangerous creatures. We've only got one venomous snake, and they're very rare. You know, where you get all sorts that can kill you in Australia and the United States, can't you? Spiders, snakes, and all sorts. But yeah, it's a nice country. A certain parts of it are really beautiful. But it's cheap as well, especially towards Americans. You know, they get looked after over here because, you know, the states have always been looked after in England. No problem.
Well,
we're two people, aren't we, separated by history and, we've got great connections together, haven't we, to be fair? And, you only have to look at the amount of time that Britain have been able to step in and back the United States up with any conflict. I don't think any other country has ever done that, you know?
I watch a lot of movies that are based out of London. So I've read a lot on London's history when I was in high school, and whenever I did book reports, it was always on the UK or Ireland or Germany, anywhere in the Europe region.
Yeah, well, you know, if it wasn't to be fair, there's no way that we would have got through the war without the help of the United States. We would have probably still won, but it would have took at least another 5 years. But, you know, when the United States joined in, and obviously they were brought into it forcefully, down to Pearl Harbor, which was an unexpected but dirty maneuver, that was, brought them into the war. But they was helping us out anyways. And, but we've always had a good connection with the United States. Which, in fact, some people say with the 52nd state, don't they? England. We always will have with two of the same people. We share the same values and stuff like that. So same with Australia. The three of us are very connected. It's a good thing, really. Really good thing. Especially when there's a lot of countries out there that are well communist and truly against our ways and our cultures. So, especially, you know, I mean, we felt when 9/11 happened, we understood exactly what you're going through there, because we've been through that many a time. And, we was first to offer our support. It was dreadful. Unfortunately, that's fundamentalism for you, isn't it?
How's the pandemic going on over there?
We're okay. We sort of dealt with it. To be fair, we're coming out of it very well. We were the first people in the world to get a vaccine okayed. And, there's a lot of scepticism, sceptical people worried about it. But it's been virtually 99.95% effective. And we're coming out of it quite quickly. In fact, we're going to be the first country in the world that is going to be COVID-free within a year or two, I should think. If you know, as long as the, these variants are dealt with quite quickly, that is, of course.
Yep. When it comes to over here, when it comes to getting the vaccine, they're hitting the older people first. That you have to be a certain age in order to get it.
Yeah, that's the way it started over here. We started with the older, then the more vulnerable, obviously, and then you go to the younger. To you know, but it, unfortunately for America, you was a bit slow in recognising the virus was a situation. So you've dreadfully had so many terrible losses, and it's a shame, you know, that the message hadn't got across quicker. But you're taking the right steps now, which is good. So, you know, face masks. Believe it or not, we first started and everyone says, oh, you don't need to wear the face mask. And then the government had to backtrack on that when the data started coming through. And, they, you know, the good thing about our government is they will change their mind if they realise that they're in the wrong, and they did, and they apologised and got on with a new policy and things are better. We don't have so much legal wrangling as can happen in your country sometimes, but it's just the two systems work slightly differently, but we're much the same people. But yeah, we're virtually, we're coming out of it. We're coming out of lockdown and everything's going well. And, you know, I'm going to get my jab today, to be honest, but I'm the last in the line, really. So, but yeah, but about yourselves, you know, are you starting to get over that hill?
We aren't going to get rid of we aren't supposed to get rid of the face masks until around April of this year.
Yeah.
And
I know it's an inconvenience, but
yeah,
the difference with America, because you've got more space, it's probably easier for you lot to socially distance. So as usually you're the world leaders in this sort of thing, and you know, that's exactly what a lot of the world expect to see, the United States leading the way. If not you, it's us, and, you know, fortunately, it is a must, you must do it. I know it does sound, you know, you'll get a lot of people online trying to argue against it, but no, listen to your scientists and your professional medical people, and you'll be okay, you will. It's the third world countries who will suffer the most, unfortunately, and because they won't have the resources for face masks, etc., and vaccinations, but yeah, good to see the United States are beginning to turn the corner, because that's what we want. We need that economy to recover, because your economy definitely affects ours. You know, we're sort of linked in a way. If we're doing badly, it does have a knock-on effect, and it's the same for the United States. So, no. As it is. You've got a lovely accent. Which part of the state you're from?
I'm in the central. I'm in the southern states. I'm not over there on the 13 colonies where it's quote-unquote New Britain. I'm in the southern part of the United States.
Well, you're right in the thick of things. As I put it. It's cool.
But Mr. Robbins, I have the confirmation number for the cancellation ready for you whenever you are, sir.
I'm ready, Bev. No problem. Thank you.
It's C as in Charlie, 902631.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today, sir?
Yeah, supposing I want to start this back up in about 2 years' time, do I just ring this number or do I go via the internet?
You can ring this number,
just
sir.
Okay, that'll be great. And thank you for your help. You've been magnificent.
It's not a problem, sir. And thank you for calling Lotus Habits. And have a good rest of your day, sir.
You too. And be safe. Bye-bye.
Same to you too, sir. Bye-bye.